We're up to the 10th pasuk of the Haftarah, Im Ba'arayim, Rak. We spoke about the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was brought in last. It's strange because it's the opposite of Mishkan. The Mishkan, the Aron was brought in first, the other Kalim later. Here, the Aron was brought in last. Everything was prepared, and in a great ceremony, completing the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was brought in. Last we learned how that the sticks of the Aron protruded actually into the Parayches. That's what we learned last in the Pasuk Vayarichu Habadim. But the next Pasuk is Ein Ba'Aron Rak Shnei Luches Ha'Avonim. The Aron that contained only the two Luches, Asher Hiniach Shem Moshe B'Chayrev, which Moshe placed into it, Bechorev, during the 11 months that they were near Sinai, Asher Koras Hashem in B'nai Yisrael, B'tzeisim Meretz Mitzrayim. These are called Luches HaBris. The Bris, a bond, a covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people, and that's what was in the Aron. Now, what? It's in Senes Hamon, was not it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it was not in the Aron. On the side. However, the Gemara says that this is a double negative. Ein ba'arayin rak. It's a double negative. They could have said, yesh ba'arayin rak shnei luches avonim. You don't find in all of Tanakh this ein and rak together. And that's Shabaki in Tanakh, but the Malbim says this is the only place it appears. And it's a double negative, and it comes to be marbe. That there was something else in the Aron besides the two luches. And it was either Machlek Shemei Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yedalet, either the second thing there was the Sefer Torah, or you call the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Sa'azara. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote one master Sefer Torah, that if there's ever a question about the proper language or the spacing of the Sefer Torah, they could look it up there. So there was one, either it was the Sefer Torah, or it was the Shivrei Luchais. A famous statement that Luchais v'Shivrei Luchais Menachem Ba'Aron. So there was a second item in the Aron. It was either a Sefer Torah or the Shivrei Luchais. The question is why it says things in such a strange way. So you read it, sounds like the Aron contained only the two Luchais. It was saying there's really something else there as well. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a biur. He points out that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aron. Yeshua HaMelech was going as the Aron close to the time of the Churban. And in the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron. They didn't build a new one, even though we know that the menorah, for example, they built a new menorah in the Bayis Sheni. Why didn't they just build a new Aron, just like they built anything else that was missing?
The Aron was never rebuilt.
That's a chiddush, but he says that the luchais are only there to house the Aron. That's why it's called the Aron Abris, the Aron of the luchais. So to speak, ein ba'aron rak shnei luchais avonim. Literally, it's a point of fact that the luchas contained two luchas avanim, but it's more than that. It's the ein ba'aron, there is no aron. There's nothing, there's no purpose in the aron except for the two luchas avanim. And therefore, when there were no luchas, there was no aron. The aron was only meant to house it, as opposed to the other kalim, which were there no matter what. Even if for some reason there was no oil to light the menorah, there's a mitzvah to have the menorah there anyhow. That's interesting. The Rishash in Yuma says a different teretz as to why they didn't build. I'm sorry, the Meritzchius. The Rishash says the same teretz as Rabbi Yaakov is writing. The Meritzchius says another pshat. We know that the Aron didn't take up space. If you measure the Aron in all directions in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't take up space. It sort of was in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's hard to say it was in a specific spot because there was no spot. So the Meritzchius writes that the Aron was nignaz in the Beis HaMikdash. Someplace in the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was hidden. And since the Aron didn't really take up any specific spot, so you're also having the Aron wherever it may be. That's the Meritzchius' chap. It's a chap. Rabbi Yaakov's teretz is more technical.
Rabbi Yaakov's teretz makes a little bit more
sense to Mati Katz. Okay.
Yes.
I would agree. I would agree. And the Rishash actually says it before Rabbi Yaakov. It's true. He says that's why it's called the Aron HaBris, he says. Okay, at any rate, Pasuk Yud. Vayihi, b'tzeis ha-kayanim min ha-kaydesh. And when the Kayanim exited after placing the Aron, and now the Beis HaMikdash was officially consecrated, everything was in its place. Va'ha'anon molei es Beis Hashem. And the Anon, which represented the Shekhinah, filled the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo yachlu ha-kayanim lamayit l'sharis b'nei ha-anon. And the Kayanim were unable to stand there because of the Anon. Ki molei k'vayit Hashem es Beis Hashem. Now this seems to be a strange event, that here they are, all ready to go, the Beis HaMikdash is all done, and something happens. Now exactly why they couldn't be there when there was a cloud there, I don't know, the airplanes can go into the cloud, but it means, what? Malachi Chaval, it was an awesome feeling that human beings just couldn't be there. And the Kayanim could not be there, and Shlomo HaMelech has to say a tefillah. Because it's not going to work. If they can't be there, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. And he says it's filler, and then they're able to go in. Now, what's very very interesting is that at the end of Parshas Pekudei, which is this week's parasha, the same exact thing happens. At the end of Parshas Pekudei, the Pasuk says, right, the Mafter Aliyah, V'yichas Anan Nesayel Mayed, U'Kvayda Hashem Alei Samishkan, the same thing. The Kvayda Hashem, the Anon, the same word Anon, fills up the Ayal Mayin. V'lo yachol Maisha Lovay El Ayal Mayin. Even Maisha Rabbeinu himself could not enter. Ki Shachan Olav HaAnon, because this Anon was there, Kvayda Hashem Alei Samishkan. And something went wrong, and they could not enter. And what happened? What happened, the next thing, is V'yikra El Maisha, V'yidaber Hashem Eilo Be'el Ma'id Leimar, and Kadosh Baruch Hu by the beginning of Parshas Vayikra calls Moshe. Vayikra is a lashon chiva, and he calls him to come. So the question is why? This is, now we have the same thing happening both in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash.
Why do you have to learn that something went wrong? You could learn into the words. Lo yachol Moshe levol el olam ha'ayin ki shochan alav anan. It's a halacha. It was a halacha that you couldn't go into the Kodesh
Kodeshim
or the
Ol
Moed when the Shekhinah was there. So it's Pashat Pshat.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's not so, because Moshe Rabbeinu did go when the Shekhinah was there. The Shekhinah, in one sense or another, was always there. Yeah, but he was physically able to, just the halacha forbade him.
Right,
Lo Yachol sounds like it was not possible for him to enter. That's certainly what the Pesukim sound like. Right, there's a very nice shmooze from Ibn Zal in his Sichos on Pekudei. Has a very nice, very beautiful idea. He says the following. He says that the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, was a place of tremendous ava between Klal Yisrael and Rabbi Nishalem. It was a place where there was a sense of love. It's called the Cheder Hamitais. The Kodesh Kodeshim is called the bedroom, so to speak, between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nishalem. If somebody had a simcha, if he had a child, he went and brought a carbon. If someone had to bench Gaimel, he went and he brought a carbon. It was a place of tremendous connection to the Rabbi Nishalem. That was the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Tremendous Ava. The Rabbi Nishalem wanted that from the great Ava, the Yira should not be forgotten. Sometimes when someone is too close to another person, there's no relationship that contains an element of awe or of Ema. Even he may be a great person, you may know he's a great person, but because of the closeness, there's a lack of Ema. So when the Beis HaMikdash is finished and you're ready to get going, there was a tremendous display of awe. There was a Gilui Shekhinah in a magnitude that the people couldn't enter. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter. There was a tremendous feeling of awe. And until Shlomo HaMelech says a tefillah, which we learn about in this haftarah, the people couldn't enter. The same thing, Klal Yisrael saw that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into the Ohel Moed until Vayikra, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him.
Avihu died
because whatever the Aver was, it was that sense of of closeness without Ema. So that was the idea. It says, Chazal say that you have to have the two together, Gilu Bara'adah. You have to have the Ema together with the joy. And that was the statement that was made by this Layachal, Layachal Akkadim Lamed, Lisharas Bnei Ha'anan, Ki Molei Kvayit Hashem is Beis Hashem. There was a sense of Kvayit Hashem, which prevented them from entering. It's a very beautiful idea. Ozar Mashloimai. Hashem Omar Alishkaim Ba'arafel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, or said, to live Ba'arafel in his Onon, in this Kvayit Hashem. Onay Benisi Beis Zavul Loch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I built for you a home, so to speak, machon l'shiftecha ilamim, resting place for your place to reside, ilamim, forever. Now he turns to the people and says a bracha. So this is his tefillah. His tefillah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu resides in the Anan, which filled the Beis Hamikdash. Banei benisi beis avulach machon l'shiftecha ilamim. Now there's a place in which you will, so to speak, live forever. And the idea is that the Mokim HaMikdash is Kaddish forever. The Ravid writes with the Rambam Paskins that Kedusha Rishayin Alay Kitcha Lasid Lavai, that the initial Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was not permanent, that the original Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was not a permanent Kedusha. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of Yeshua through Melchama was not a permanent Kedusha. The Kedusha Shnia was. So on that, the Ravid writes, and it's not clear that the Rambam argues, the Ravid writes that, but the Beis HaMikdash, that Kedusha was forever. The Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash was a permanent Kedusha. And he writes, Kach Gilu Li Min HaShemayim. That's what the Ravid writes. So they revealed to me from heaven that he may bring the pasuk. I don't remember it, but kachil lemin hashemayim. That I remember. It's sort of a striking thing. I don't know. When I learned it, I suggested that maybe it should be kachilu loy min hashemayim. That there was this galus to Shlomo to be mekadoshed forever. But someone pointed out that the Ravid has the style of sometimes saying very. Okay, one way or the other, it's a kedusha forever, and that's why even today we consider the Makom HaKaisel, the Beis HaMikdash, to have a kedusha. Vayasev Hamelach Espana v'yavarech is kol kahal Yisrael b'chol kahal Yisrael oimei. Now there's a tremendous gathering, a gathering of all of Klal Yisrael who all came together for this 2-week celebration. Vayomer, and he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, asher diber b'piv eis David Avi, u'biyadai milai leimar. That he says that this that's taking place here is all because of David. Asher diber b'piv eis David Avi. He told David, my father, that the Beis HaMikdash would be built. U'biyadai milai leimar. And he charged him, saying, Min hayoyim asher etzesi es ami es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim loy becharti bi'ir mekol shifte Yisrael nis bayis li yesh misham. From the time he left Mitzrayim, which is 480 years earlier, there was no city in which the Shechinah was to reside. Ve'efchar b'David li yis al ami Yisrael. And my choice was David, to be on my people, on Klal Yisrael. Now, this is not so well known, but Yerushalayim was not known to be the makom that would be the place where the Beis HaMikdash is built. When Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is just another city. Your city Yerushalayim does not appear in all of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the name Yerushalayim. It appears the first time in Sefer Yeshua. It's conquered, just like any other city. There's a list of kings, and Yerushalayim is one of them. So they didn't even know that Yerushalayim was the city where it would be built. It was unknown. And they knew there would be a city. The Torah calls it B'mokem HaShe'efchar, the place I will choose, but they didn't know what the place would be. As a matter of fact, they set aside an area that would be a trade-off to whoever had to give up Yerushalayim. When Yerushalayim would be given up, assuming Yerushalayim loy nischak al shvatim. It's actually a machlekes in the Gemara, but Yerushalayim would become, so to speak, an intershevet city. So this, somebody got Yerushalayim and they had to give it up because it became now public property. So they set aside land that would ultimately be traded off for them. And in the interim, that land was given to the descendants of Yisrael, in which they lived, assuming that 440 years later, perhaps, I don't know, they were by this time, to a certain degree, married into Klal Yisrael, although we find in David's time, that they still have a separate city. We find at the end of Shmuel Aleph, that they have a separate city. But be that as it may, Yerushalayim was not chosen. Who chose it? David. David, the night he ran away from Shaul, he went to Shmuel HaNavi, and Chazal say that night from Sukkim they were able to darshan where the Beis Hamikdash would be. Beis Seifav Shachain, they darshan that it would be halfway up a mountain, or not halfway, shoulders not halfway up, but almost near the top of a mountain. And how they darshan the other Sukkim, I don't know. I look at the Chumash,
The makom of the Akedah had no kedusha after the Akedah?
That's very interesting. I wonder if it was even known to them, the place of the Akedah.
Moshe Rabbeinu, perchance, was there, but
Shmuel
didn't
choose him. Well, Moshe wasn't there. Moshe never entered Eretz Yisrael, right?
So when did
Ben Shmuel come to you? Oh, that was by the Sneha. Yeah, that was. Yeah, he was there. That was when he had run away from from Paro. What? The book of Isaiah, Har Sinai. It was Har Sinai, right? The top of the Shem Alahorazin. So at any rate, I don't know if the Mokem Akedah was known or was not known. I don't know. You know, it could be they knew there was an Akedah, they don't know where.
Somebody
else's shoulder, and Rashi says, because
he knew the base of
Yosef was going to
be built on
one chalet,
so didn't they have some idea?
It could be the two of them knew, Yosef and Binyamin. It was not known. It was known there would be such a spot. Maybe they knew it would be partially in Binyamin, partially in Yehuda. That could be. There were two cities. There was the city of Sholem, and the Harashem Yeroeh. And Yerushalayim is a, Taisa says that, it's a two cities. The upper, they call the upper city and the lower city. The, Yeroeh and Sholem were combined to be Yerushalayim. It was a city Yerushalayim, but they didn't know that would be the Mokav HaMikdash until David. Otherwise, the puzzle doesn't make sense. Hashem didn't choose a city, but he chose David. Like, he didn't choose a fruit, but he chose shoes. What is David? David is a person, and the city, Yerushalayim is a city. He didn't choose a city, but he chose David. But the idea is that he chose David. David was the one who designated the city, where the city would be.
If somebody's buying land, wants to buy land in Eretz Yisrael for himself, does it not have to be in Yerushalayim?
Of course not. Why would he be Yerushalayim? Well, not everyone's Yerushalayim.
Especially Yerushalayim now, they give you a fine if you don't live there and things like that.
That has no source in Chazal. What, to give a fine to people who buy? There's no source that you should buy in Yerushalayim. Even buying in Eretz Yisrael is not so clear. Davni Nezer writes, Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, by investing in Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't live there. It's not the ideal mitzvah, but it's a kiyum of the mitzvah. That's what Davni Nezer writes. There was an idea. There's no chiyuv to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. You know, Mashiach's going to come. It's going to be divided among the Shvatim again, and us Levim are going to get a chelik because people don't know. But there's a Sefer Yecheskel. There's a division, a new division of the land in Eretz Yisrael for Yemas Mashiach. It's not the same old division. So I don't know what's going to be with the cities. Maybe we'll get both. I don't know. Well, it could be. So. I don't know what's going to be with the cities. Levim, it does say there'll be extra, there'll be Ari Miklat. There will be Ari Miklat in the Yemais HaMashiach. That's what the Gemara says in Makkos. So. Okay, we didn't quite finish the Haftarah, so, how many years from now do we have Haftarah B'Kudei again? I think 7 years there'll be again, so. What? Well, it happens every second Ibiyar that Pekuda is not Shkolim. Not necessarily every second, it's half the time. Vayakal Pekuda is only separate. Vayakal Pekuda is always either Para or Parsha Zachar. In Ibiyar, one of them is Shkolim, and the other one is not. So this Haftorah is read, we said the other day, very infrequently. But now we're going to know what we're reading. It's wonderful. Okay.